И сей народность пере микрофакт свободы едет, что наша зенемариту се прави да ужаламе саму. Polje pod trakom, ne? Niti zdaleč, niti dosti dobro. Akar spolje, ne? Masa, ne? Nik. In zanemariti streseno polje, ne, se pravi, če zanemariti streseno polje prinese zelo velike napake. Naš približek, se pravi, ko smo imeli, da je v dosti, dosti večji oltar, je bil naš ZK, je bil tak izraz, smo dobili isto. Smo imeli prej napisano na tablo, pa so, to continue where we left. Our approximation where the strip is very wide. We can bring it to this far. Nič krat ena z korenom iz epsilon relativni, ali pa če bi tako zapisali, ne, da se kaj je dvek h za dvojnim vajem, koren iz epsilon relativni in tukaj gor imamo za nič valovno impedanco praznega prostora. Ta za nič je približno 377 ohmov ali pa 120 pi ohmov. So, rewriting our approximation for a very wide strip. For a very wide strip, we could perhaps neglect this stray field outside the main field below them. Neglecting the stray field will come to this expression that is almost useless. Ta izraz je skoraj neuporaben. Pa dajmo vzeti primer, ne? Dajmo vzeti primer, da imamo fitroplast, ki ima epsilon relativni. So, let's make an example for epsilon relative equal to 4, we have epsilon 0 top, ki imamo višino laminata 1,6 mm in imamo recimo širino 3,2 mm. So this strip is already twice as wide as the thickness of our laminate. But let's see what is the result we get out of our formula. Da pogledamo, kaj dobimo zdaj tukaj ven, ne? In sicer dobimo z naše približnega izraza, dobimo z k je zdaj 1,6 vrednost 3,2 mm krat 377 ohmov deljeno z korenom iz 4. Ne? In ZZK dobimo rezultat, to je polovica, to je tudi polovica, so this is one half, square root of 4 is also one half, eno četrtino 377, ne? Eno četrtino 377 je približno 380, 194 ohm, ne? We get to the result 94 ohms, and this result is still very, very wrong. Because we neglected the strip. Zato, ker smo zanemarili streseno polje, je ta rezultat zelo slab. Ne? No, kar si pomagamo pri mikrotrakastih vodih je, si pomagamo s tem, da vzamemo en naš nekoga, ki je tu že zračuno. No, ta možakar Harald Wheeler, je to napravo na stare leta, je to stvari izračunal. On je v 20 letih je delal radijske sprejemnike, το 80χρονο εγκρατείο η ΦΦΟ αντζίωνη και ζαμέρισκα βοιάσκα λετάλα, του δείχνει λάθνα πρώτη λετάλισκα σε στραλίλα. Но ампак на стара лента, такрат 70-80 търновичек, е шопа аналитско реши капацит, проблем капацитивност и проблем индуктивност. So Harald Weir in elderly age, 78 years old, this guy came up to the idea to have, find the exact analytical solution to the microstrip problem. In ta rešitev je zdaj napisana tukaj v takšni obliki. Zdaj imamo tukaj razmerje v za h. No, tukaj je pisano v črtica za h, zato ker on je dal še nekaj popravek, če bi bila trake določene debeline. Tukaj so this W prime here is intended as for an infinity thin copper plating. If there's some thickness, that there should be also a correction applied, but this is a minor change. We look at the copper plating as being very thin. So the ratio W over H is plotted here from 0.1 up to 10. And here we have the curves for substrate dielectric constant of 1, 2, 4, 8 and 16. Tukaj imamo dielektrično konstanto podlage 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. Nad sem skupaj pa smatramo, da je zak. Wheeler je bil toliko žlek, da nam je tukaj še narisal rezultat naše Koch formule. So, Wheeler was not enough to plot here the result of our wrong formula. This dotted line is our wrong formula over there. We see that these lines are quite far away from... Če pogledamo zdaj razmerje 2, ne, mi imamo dvojni V za karbo. We have W over H equal to 2, and the dielectric constant equal to 4. Pogledamo zdaj, kje smo, ne? Gremo po črti 4, vse do 2. 2 smo tukaj, ne? Smo v tej točki, 2 smo v tej točki tukaj, ne? Tisti točki T in smo približno 52 ohmov. So, we get the results from Wheeler. Kar vidite, da ta rezultat je zelo hudo, hudo, hudo napačen. So, this result, without taking in account the stray field, is very, very wrong. So we have to use the result to calculate also the stray field and to Wheeler this analytically for a TEM approximation. Se pravi, Wheeler kar da njegov rezultat je TEM približen. Kaj pomeni TM? What does it mean TM approximation? To pomeni, da je tako širina kot višina sta dosti manjši od valovne dolžine. So, a TM approximation is valid when the cross-section of our microstrip line is much smaller than the wavelength. Both the height of the substrate is much smaller than the wavelength and the width of the strip is also much smaller than the wavelength. Če pogledamo ta primer, ne, smo rekli tega, smo ga imeli tega, smo pogledati, ne. Tukaj smo rekli valovna dolžina 40 cm, so here the wavelength is 40 cm, width of the strip is 4 mm, is 1 to 100. So this is certainly valid. Tukaj za takšno bo te en približek zagotovo držav. Te stvari pa ne držijo več, če imamo velike prečne izmere. So if we have large cross section compared to the wavelength, this may no longer hold. No, in bom narisal tukaj primer, kaj se zgodi. of Marisus Samu per sec. I'm only going to draw the cross section to make it simpler. Kjer je recimo tale V v velikostnem razredu polovice valovne dolžine. So is the width is the in the range of half a wavelength. We already may have the next higher order mode. Imamo lahko že naslednji višji rod, ki ima recimo tukaj silnice v tej smeri, ampak ima tukaj silnice v tej smeri. So the next higher order mode may have zero field in the center. It may have field in one direction on one side and field in the other direction on the other side of the microscope. Se pravi, tukaj se lahko pojavijo višji rodovi. No, višji rodovi niso nekaj posebnega za mikrotrakstvo. Višji rodovi se zmerno pojavljajo, se pojavljajo v koaksialnem kablu, se pojavljajo v navadnem dvovodu. Zmerno, ker je frekvenca dovolj velika, se lahko pojavljajo višji rodovi. So, higher order modes are no special case in the case of a microstrip circuit. Higher order modes always happen when the cross section of a transmission line becomes comparable to the wavelength. We have higher order modes in the coaxial cable. We have higher order modes in also in other transmission lines. But there is more. Ja, so še dodatne stvari tukaj. In sicer, per mikrotrakerskem vodu imamo ta problem, da jaz imam vod, ki je narejen na podlagi, ki ima en epsilon relativni težko kar ena. Ne? Bom zdaj narisal vod. Tu je masa njegova, ground. Ne? In tukaj je naš, recimo, mikrotrakasti. So this is our mikrotrakasti line. Zdaj, če jaz rišem izmenično polje, so trying to plot the electric field longitudinally, the electric field may flip its direction. Če je tu recimo ena valovna dolžina. So this is one wavelength. In one wavelength the electric field will just flip its direction. No, mi bi pričakovali, da na gornji strani imamo silnice, ki grejo tudi z zraka ali pa grejo v zrak. So above our line would expect the field forces to go further up all the way to infinity. Well, that does not happen if we have here epsilon zero. Če imamo tukaj epsilon nič, če imamo zrak, if we have air here, the field lines will not go to infinity, but the field lines will fold back to the light. The electric field lines, if I draw here, with blue the electric field lines. Nekaj podobnega se zgodi z magnetnim poljem. Ne? Magnetno polje bi se človek pričakoval, da bo naredilo takšno zanko tako okoli, ne? Okoli narha vodnika. So one would expect the magnetic field to make loop around our central conductor, so having the magnetic field this way or having the magnetic field this way. This which one would expect at the sea? Per enosmirni bi se tu pač očakovali. Kar se zgodi pri velikih frekvencih, pri visokih frekvencih, je to, da tu magnetno polje zdaj bo v resnici končalo, če ga rešim tukaj dol, če ga rešim tukaj dol, v resnici končalo, da so our magnetic field really goes this way. And here it goes this way. And of course also continues back here, and this one also comes from here. Pravi, tukaj bi se tudi magnetne polje zgodilo se, ne? Zakaj se te stvari zgodijo s polje? Zato, ker zdaj imamo opravka z različnimi snovmi. Tukaj je snov, ki ima epsilon relativno večji, kot je ena, kjer je hitrost v tej snovi je manjša od cenič. Medtem, ko tukaj gor imamo hitrost, ki je enaka cenič. So, we have, in the air, we have almost the speed of light. While in the dielectric, we have a speed of propagation, a phase velocity that is less than speed of light. Zato, ker ta dielectric se skupaj zavira, so this dielectric here is actually slowing down the wave. For these reasons, this wave fronts are too close together. Te valovne fronte so preblizu skupaj. In te valovne fronte se ne morajo nadaljevati v neskončnost, pač pa se morajo silnice nekje zaključiti. So the net result is, because this dielectric is slowing the wave fronts are too close together, they cannot go up to infinity, they decay, decay quite quickly, and the field lines, both electric field lines and magnetic field lines, have to close earlier. But there is a very important consequence from this. Tukaj zdaj se sledi ena zelo pomembna posledica. In sicer, tukaj, imamo z komponento električnega polja, ki je različna od nič, so a consequence that the z component of the electric field is different from zero. And we also see that the z component of the magnetic field is also different from zero. Če je tukaj os z, so we plot the axis z in the direction of propagation of our transmission line. We do have both longitudinal components of the electric and magnetic field. Imamo vzdolžno komponento tako električnega polja, kot kar magnetnega polja. Se pravi, točna slika z primer epsilon relativni je več, kot kar ena, je pravi, da imam z komponento električnega polja, ki je različna od nič, in z komponento magnetnega polja, ki je različna od nič. Ne? Imam vzdolžne komponente. I do have longitudinal components. Tu zagotovo ni tema. This is not a transversal electromagnetic wave, because I have longitudinal components. But I have hybrid modes. Imam hybridne rodove. Nekaj je treba zdaj paziti. Ne? Če je z komponenta električnega polja nič, pomeni, da integral po sklenjeni krivulji E skalarno ds, da je različen od nič. Ne? Če integriram v eni prejšnji ravnini, so integrating in in a transverse plane, the, if h0 is different from zero, then this integral E times ds is different from zero. Tu pomeni, da je napetost nedefinirana. The voltage is undefined. In tudi karakteristična impedanca Z je tudi nedefinirana. Ne? To je zdaj ena pomembna posledica. Če gremo videti točno
magnetno polje, mikrotrakarska voda, v resnici napetost ni definirana, impedanca ni definirana. Kar je huda posledica naše zadnje, da mi ne moramo nekje napetosti pomeriti. Jo ne moramo. Točna definicija napetosti na mikrotrakarska voda ne obstaja. So, in the case of a microstrip line, an exact definition of the voltage is not possible, an exact definition of the impedance is not possible. We may have the TEM approximation at very small dimensions. This is okay, as long as we know what does this mean. Dokler vemo, kaj to pomeni, je ta TEM približek čisto uporaben. Ne moramo pa definirati karakteristične impedance z katerikoli mikrotrakast vod. Tudi niti ne za osnovni rod, tu ne gre, ni zvedljivo, zato ker rod ni TEM, napetost ni definirana, karakteristična impedanca ni definirana. Tu je ena posledica mikrotrakastega voda, taka zelo čudna, zelo razumeti. So this is a strange consequence, but this is real. There are things we cannot do exactly. Mathematically speaking, there are theoreticians that actually do define the characteristic impedance in some other way. Imate teoretike, ki vam definirajo impedance na drugačne načine in glede na njihovo definicijo, enim teoretikam karakteristična impedanca s frekvenco narašča, drugim karakteristična impedanca s frekvenco pada. Jaz mislim, da tu je vse blef. Ja. Kar se počne. Sej, na Wikipediji tudi piše, da je to blef. So, there are theoreticians that find a way to define the characteristic impedance, and then you have theoreticians that say that the characteristic impedance raises with frequencies, and the other theoretician group say that the characteristic impedance decays with frequencies, because they have different definitions. None of those definitions make sense. As long as we have a longitudinal component, we have no voltage at all. We cannot talk about impedance. And also Wikipedia is clear about that. If you look at Wikipedia, the definition of the characteristic impedance of the microstrip line, they say it very clearly. It is not defined. Some theoreticians say this, but it is not defined. Truly speaking, it is not defined. Let's make it clear what can be done, what cannot be done. So the microstrip line is, from this point of view, is something. It's a very really difficult subject. Already the Wheeler formulas are difficult. Že Wheeler je v teoretsko delo možič, ki je porabil 10 ali 20 let svojega življenja, da se vzračunal s diagram. Ne? Na stara leta ni imel, kaj početi mladovce. Da govorimo, točna obravnava je zelo komplicirana. Niti sploh ne dobiste slik, so it's even difficult to find the field plots of a microstrip line. Some field plot that makes sense, that actually show the Z component. This is very difficult to find. Ja, še ena stvar, kar imamo z mikrotrakastim vodom, moramo se zavedeti zdaj nekaj, da mi imamo par slabih večer. So the microstrip line still has some troubles in the case of loss. In the case of loss, our problem is that the current distribution on a microstrip is not even. Po razdelitu toka po mikrotrakastem vodniku ni enakomerna, pač pa se ven tok zrine na rob vodnika. Ne? Če bi tukaj recimo risal v os x in tukaj bi risal jakost toka. So, if I write here the current density, surface current density, this is amount of current per unit width. Vidimo, da je tale jakost toka proti robovom zelo narašča. So, this current density grows up to infinity at the edges of our microstrip line. And this is very bad in the sense of losses. To je zelo slabo, zelo izgub, ker nimamo enakomerne porazitve toka, pač pa ток се изрине, тънкерия е вече поля, не? Не разума сме, тук е в средини е мало мен поля, не? А пак тук е на робу и е поля веч, не? Веч поля по мене туди вече ток, не? Озирома магнетна силница,
if I draw the magnetic field lines,
the magnetic field lines actually concentrate here. They group here, and if I have a stronger magnetic field, I also have more current.
Če imam močnejši tok, imam tudi močnejše magnetno polje, imam tudi več tokaten. Tok se ne porazdeli enakomerno. Jasno je, da zaradi tega
izgube naraščajo. Ne? No, druga slaba lastnost je sama konstrukcija laminata, so the other bad news about microstrip is the design of our laminate. And the design, here the interface between the dielectric and copper is intentionally made rough. Tukaj ta površina bakra je namenoma narejena hrapava. Tudi tukaj je namenoma površina narejena hrapava, zato da je ta stvar boljši lepi. Ne? So, in order to have the copper foil to stick very well on the dielectric, the surface here, the interface, is intentionally made rough. This roughness may be larger than the penetration depth in the copper. Hrapavost površine je lahko večja, kot je vdorna globina elektromagnetnega valovanja v baker, in zaradi tega se izgube zelo povečajo. So, the current has to flow now a very, very long way along these bumps of this roughness here. Kar se skaže tukaj, da se nam navidezno poslabša prevodnost, se pravi hrapavost, lahko nekje trikrat do štirikrat, trikrat do štirikrat podaljša pot. So it may make the actual path of the current 3 to 4 times longer, meaning that the effective conductivity of copper is only about 15 times 10 to the 6th Siemens per meter. The usual conductivity is 56 times 10 to the 6th Siemens per meter. Ta prevodnost, na videzno se zgodi, kakor da se nam prevodnost bakra zniža z faktor 3x do 4x, ki se 3x do 4x podaljša, zaradi te hrapavosti, kakor je bakrena folija prilepljena na. So this copper foil is intentionally made rough to stick well mechanically on the substrate. But this is an electrical disaster. Električno gledano je to katastrofa, ko smo zdaj pokvarili stvari. Ne? Tako da je vse skupaj, če upoštevam ena vdorna globina, ne? Če upoštevam dva po razdelitu toka, in če upoštevam tri hrapavost, ne? So, taking into account the penetration depth plus the uneven current distribution plus the roughness of the copper, this means that the loss of microstrip is about 10 times the loss of the quarks. Mikrokrakrstvot z enake materijale, z primerljive izmire, ima za faktor 10x večje slabljenje od koaksialnega kabla. Ne? Zaradi vseh teh pojavov so, because of penetration depth, skin depth at radio frequency, because of the uneven current distribution, the current gets squeezed towards the edges of the microstrip. And because of the rough copper surface, The losses of a microstrip line are about 10 times the loss of the coaxial cable of similar cross-section. Približno desetkratna izguba imamo, velikost razred. So this is just an order of magnitude, about 10 times. It's not accurate, this. But just to give you an idea, what can we expect from a microstrip?
To je zaradi tega, da lahko dobiste eno zamišljenje, kaj si lahko pričakujemo. Torej, nekaj, da smo se nejasni, takšno vizije, mikrotrakarsko vizije, ni kdovej kako učinkovit prenosen vod. Če moramo kakšen daljši prenosen vod narediti, reči vzamemo koaksialni kabel. So, if we need a longer line, we are not going to make microstrip circuits, we are going to use a coaxial cable. It's much better than microstrip. Microstrip, why it's useful? When we want to have a complex circuit. Mikrostrip je uporaben, takrat, ker skušamo narediti komplicirano. No, tudi nekaj, kar vam ljudje naredijo, ljudje vam posrebrijo mikrotrakast vod.
So some people put a small amount of better conductor, like silver. So this circuit here is silver plated, tu vidite, je tukaj je posrebren. Električno, tu srebru skoraj nima vpliva, zakaj ne? Zato, ker električno večina toka teče tukaj. Ne? So most of the current flows close to the rough surface and that's not accessible to our plating. So, even if we do, we perform silver plating like on this one. This is silver plated copper. This silver plating has no effect on the actual losses. In fact, what we can do just tin plating. Tin plating, tin has a much lower conductivity than copper. Spajka ima dosti nižjo prevodnost, kakor baker, ampak ta spajka nič ne škodi tukaj. Ker tok itak teče spodaj po spodni strani, ne teče po gornji strani vodnika. So the current flows at the bottom side of the strip line, not on the top side. So this tin plating that has a high resistance, kind of the high loss, but it does not affect much the loss of the microstrip circuit. So it's not such a bad idea to tin plate the circuit. To je slaba za misl.
Kaj pa če sloj cina malo bolj debel, recimo da ni lepo pocinjen?
Spet nima vpliva, ker tok itak teče spodaj, tok teče spodaj. So it doesn't matter if this plating is thicker or something like that. Current flows here, current flows where the field is. Current flows where the field makes a discontinuity. Tak, kjer naredi polje skok, tam mora teči tok. Skok tangencialne magnetne polske jakosti je ploskovni tok. Ne? In magnetna polska jakost imamo tukaj spodaj, nimamo zgore. Ne? So we have a high magnetic field here, not here. So we have a high surface current here, and we have almost no surface current on the other side, on the upper side of the microstrip point.
Kaj zdaj lahko naredimo? Ja, mi razen povezav lahko naredimo različne gradnike. So, besides just making interconnects, we can make different components out of our microstrip bomb.
Bom risal posud sam tlorise, ne? So I'm going to sketch just from the upper side.
Če od zgori narišemo, če imamo tako mikrotrakast vod,
in mu dodamo en škrcel, to je zdaj, čemu enako vredno?
To je kapacitiven škrcel.
So, if we add an open stub, this actually behaves as an additional capacitor in the circuit. Odprt štrcel nam naredi kondenzator, ne? Obratno, so if I write sketch just the floor plan of yet another configuration, what we can do? This is our board. And if we make a shorted stub, we draw a via hole.
Takšna stvar se zdaj obnaša, kako to ljava. So, a short
distorted stuff. Will most likely behave like any Lachner. Lachner di Montuliao, naša vizija, ne? Dobro, imamo še celo vrsto drugih gradnikov, ki jih lahko naredimo, ne? Vesel pa bela, veslavo. Če nimamo papirja, tudi we have no paper here. Zelo pogosta naloga, ki jo imamo, je transformacija impedance. Ne? So, a very popular task we have to make is transformation of impedance. In za takšno transformacijo impedance naredimo ponovadi četrt valovni transformator. So, we make a quarter wavelength transformer. This is a typical microstrip component. So we have a high Z2 here, we have a relatively low Z1, and this is quarter wavelength at a characteristic impedance, that's the geometrical mean. Četrt valovni transformator naredimo z odsekom voda, ki ima točno geometrijsko sredino obeh dveh karakterističnih impedanc. Ne? In na tak način pretransformiramo impedanco. Ne? No, kar lahko naredimo na tiskanem jezu, lahko naredimo rezonator. So, in a microstrip circuit, we can make a resonator. Na primer, rezonator naredimo četrt valovne dolžine. Ne? So we make a quarter wavelength line. To make a quarter wavelength resonator. This is equivalent to... So, if we had a transformer here, this was equivalent to a transformer. From a low impedance Z1 to a high impedance Z2, this is our tuned circuit. Yet, we also can make half-wavelength resonators. Lahko naredimo tudi polvalovne rezonatorje, in sicer lahko naredimo polvalovni rezonator odprt na obeh koncih, so we can make a half-wavelength resonator that's open at both ends. This is lambda half. In lahko naredimo tazna, ki je kratko sklenjen na obeh dveh koncih. Ki ima recimo via lukne tukaj. Tak, kratko sklenjen rezonator, kakšen bi bil električen načrt, ne? Ta, za gornjega bi bil kondenzator, tuljavca kondenzator, ne? Za spodnjega bi bila tuljavca, tuljavca tukaj in v sredini kondenzator. Ne? To je bilo na zamestno vjezde. Tako da lahko naredimo, rezonatorje lahko izdelamo. Dokaj pogosta stvar je, no, še nekaj pri rezonatorjih, je treba paziti nekaj, jaz sem rekel tukaj lambda četrt, lambda pol. Ne? Moramo paziti, koliko je valovna dolžina v mikrotrakastem vodu. Ne? So with the microstrip lines, we have to care about the wavelength. If you want a quarter wavelength or half a wavelength, we have a complex problem to deal with. Because part of the field is in the dielectric and part of the field is in the free space above. Se pravi, per tukaj temu, kako bomo določili, kaj je to del valovne dolžine, ne, moramo pogledati zdaj, koliko je pravzaprav valovna dolžina v dielektriku. Ne? No in to Wheeler nam daje eno krivuljo. So Wheeler gives us a curve, the so-called field factor Q. Kaj je ta pomnilni faktor Q? Spode je epsilon relativni manj ena, spode je epsilon relativni črtica manj ena. Ne? No, tale epsilon relativni je podlaga. Ne? So, in the field factor, this epsilon relative in the denominator is the actual dielectric constant of the material. Ta na vrhu, ki ga imamo, je pa efektivni this is the effective epsilon relative prime that's going to that this is the mean between the substrate and the air. Ta tukaj je zdaj tista prava srednja vrednost prava srednja vrednost med dielektrikom in zrakom. No, lahko tudi pogledate, da je ta faktor kune, ta faktor kunitve, za zelo velika razmerja VZH gre proti ena. Ne? Pred desetki je že zelo blizu ena, zato ker večina polja je zdaj dielektriku tukaj. Ne? Se pravi, se nič ne spremeni. Pač pa, kakor gremo na ožje trakove, tako če dalje več polje imamo v zraku in ta epsilon relativni tudi pada. Ne? Kakšen zgled smo imeli prej? Recimo, prej smo imeli zgled, so the example we had before, epsilon relative equal to 4 in razmerje VZH smo imeli 2. Ne? No, če pogledamo zdaj, za razmerje VZH je enako 2, je tu približno 0,8. Ne? So, for a ratio W over H equal to 2, the filling factor Q is 0.8. No, in zdaj, če damo tukaj notri v našo enačbo, epsilon relativni črtica manj 1, deljeno za 4 manj 1, kot imamo epsilon, je enako 0.8. Ne? Če tako se pravi, epsilon relativni črtica manj 1 je enako, zdaj, tu je 3 krat 0.8 je 2.4, epsilon relativni črtica je 3.4. So, starting with a substrate that has an epsilon relative of 4, and W over H equal to 2, we can calculate that the effective, the mean value of the electric constant. Tu je zdaj srednja vrednost električne konstante, ker del polja v vitroplastu, del polja v zraku, so this is the mean value of our dielectric constant, is 3.4. Starting with an epsilon of 4.4. Because it is less, because some of the field is in the air above or whatever. And of course, we have to calculate this when calculating the propagation speed. Jasno, ker bomo zračunali zdaj hitrost razširjenja, je zdaj c nič deljeno za korijen iz tega epsilon relativni črtica. So,
The speed in our microstrip line, the propagation speed, will be C0 divided by the square root of this epsilon relative prime. So this mean epsilon relative part in the air, part in the substrate. Tu se še pozabil mogoče prej razložiti. In to bomo morali zdaj upoštevati. Ne?
No, tisto, kjer vidimo, kjer se stvari zakomplicirajo, je, če mi na vezju naredimo sklopnik. So, if we are trying to make a coupler, a microstrip coupler, then we see where are the troubles. Now having two different values, zdaj mi različni mi dielektrike.
Bom narisal zdaj oba mikrotransistorja voda, so I'm going to do the plot and draw here on both microstrip lines. That each one has a width of W, that we have a spacing of S, in between the two microstrip lines. We have a substrate thickness of H, and we have our ground.
V takem primeru dveh vodov, zmerem nalogo obravnavamo za sodim in za lihim rodom. So, if we have two transmission lines, we usually talk about the odd and even mode. The even mode or the in-phase mode has the same phase of the field on both lines. While the odd mode has field lines extending from one transmission line to the other. Kaj zdaj vidimo iz te slikce? Vidimo, da sodi rod ima dosti več polja v dielektriku, kakor pa lihi rod. So,
we see from this picture here that the even mode
has much more field lines in the dielectric and almost no field in the air above, while the odd mode has quite an amount of field in the air besides the air.
And that's the difference. Tudi te razlika, ne?
No, in kaj v te ta razlika naša pomeni? Če bi si jaz zrisal na domestno video, so trying to draw an equivalent circuit of this thing here, we have one transmission line, we have the other transmission line that have inductivities, that have their own capacitors.
One transmission line, we have the other transmission line, C0 I mark.
But we also have inductive coupling between the two lines,
a mutual inductivity,
and we have capacitor.
Coupling capacitance.
Now, where is the trick? Kje je zdaj konc zgodbe te tukaj? Ja, ker gre polje lihega rodu in polje lihega rodu je pravzaprav napetost na tem kondenzatorju. So, the even mode field is actually related to the voltage of this coupling capacitor. Since this field goes through the air, while the even mode field goes through the dielectric, medtem ko sodo polje gre skozi dielectric tukaj, je kapacitiven sklop šibkejši. Tukaj, kar bo posledica, bo tudi kapacitivni sklop, je šipkejši od induktivnega sklopa. So the capacitive coupling
is weaker than the inductive coupling. These two things are not balanced as one would expect in other occasions. These two things are balanced in what special case? Gdje sta te dva sklopa enako vredna, enako moćna? Imamo dielektrika. So if we have also air here, if we have here air, then the two couplings are identical. But as soon as we have a dielectric here, then the inductive coupling is stronger than the capacitive coupling. And this now plays a role in many devices we design out of couplers. Tu zdaj ima vpliv na številne naprave, ki jih načrtujemo ven iz sklopnikov. Ne? Že ena takšna stvar je sklopnik, preko katerega recimo mirimo izhodno moč. Ne? Dobro, čakajte, to je še tranzistor, hočete, kako si videli. Ne? Tu je izhoden tranzistor, tu je prilagoditev impedance, tu je zdaj sklopnik. Tu je bil izhoden kabel tukaj, ne? In tu je sklopnik za meriti moč. Na tej strani ima zaključitveno breme, dva zlomska opora za 50 ohmov skupaj. Ne? In tukaj je dioda, ki je mirila napetost. Ne? So, here we have the power transistor, the quarter wavelength transformer, and the line up to the output cable. This was the output cable here. And here we have a coupler to measure the output power. The coupler has, on one side, is terminated to a 50 ohm resistor, to 100 ohm resistor in parallel, and on the other side, we have the rectifier diode. Kako da si je smjerno se zdaj pred tem, so how to obtain some directivity from this coupler, we only want to see the forward wave, we don't want to see the reflected wave. This cannot be done as long as the couplings are not balanced. There is a very simple trick to solve this problem. The very simple trick is to add capacitors. Trick je v tem, da naredimo te sklope s tem, da dodamo tukaj čez kondenzatorje. Na ta način lahko, no in kje so te kondenzatorčki tukaj? Če boste pogledali tale gornji trakec, ima še dva majhna repka tukaj. Jih vidite na vozlu. So if you look here at this coupler, besides the copper, there are two small whips here. And these two things here are the two capacitors to balance inductive and capacitive coupling. That's the trick how we do.
If we want to make a coupler that has good directivity, se spravi, ko če hočemo imeti sklopnik v mikrotrakasnem vodu, ki ima dobro
smernost. No, ampak tudi sklopi niso uravnoteženi, nam kakšenkrat tudi prav pride. So this imbalance in the capacitive and inductive coupling, we can make use of out of it. If we know that it is there. And the use we can make out of it is when making filters. Se pravi, kadar gradimo sita, lahko tu uporabimo. Ne? In sicer mi lahko naredimo sita na dva različna načina. Bom jaz risal sita z četrtvalovnimi rezonatorji najprej. Ne? So, trying to make the floor plans of microstrip filters using many resonators. We may arrange resonators in a different ways. One possibility is to have the resonators opposed, quarter wavelength resonators. And this is called an interdigital filter.
Band pass filter.
We may also have resonators, all resonators in the same direction. Mo lahko vse rezonatorje v isto smer. In temu se reče comb filter.
Band pass filter.
Po našem, po slovensko je tu glavnik. Zdaj jasno lahko pripeljemo vhoden signal tukaj, recimo vhoden signal lahko pripeljemo tukaj preko nasklopnega voda. In izhod lahko tudi sklopimo preko enega voda tukaj. Ne? In lahko tudi tukaj vhod sklopimo preko enega voda. Tako. In izhod sklopimo preko enega voda. Ne? Kje je zdaj razlika med obejmi siti? So what is the difference between this? Both filters have quarter wavelength resonators. Where's the difference? Here the two couplings sum together. Tukaj se med sebojna induktivnost in sklopna kapacitnost se štejejo. Tukaj se sklopi odštejejo. So, in the case of an interdigital filter, I have very strong coupling between the two neighboring resonators because the inductive coupling and the capacitive coupling sum together, their effects sum together, their phases are sum and they sum together. While in the case of the comb filter, the two couplings subtract. U primjeru glavnikastega sita se stvari odštevajo. No, bomo bom poskušal poiskati točno tako sito, da ga najdemo ven. Ne? Sorry, I have only two interdigital filters here. Tukaj so samo dve interdigitalne siti. Ne? Tukaj ta del. Eno sito pa še drugo sito. Ne? Poiščem še kakšno drugo. Tukaj je eno interdigitalno sito samo z dvemi rezonatorji tukaj, ne? Ali pa tukaj je tudi interdigitalno sito, ne? Tudi tukaj ta. Za dva rezonatorska. Kakšna bomo mogoče več rezonatorji, ne? Z četrt valovni rezonatorji. So this is all with quarter wavelength resonators. But I can also make filters with half wavelength resonators. Lahko naredim interdigitalno sito, so a variant of the interdigital filter with half wave resonators would look like this. And these are half wavelength. Here I have the input coupling and output coupling. So with half wavelength resonators, lahko jih vidite. Tukaj sta dve siti tako s polvalovnimi rezonatorji. Ta in ta, tukaj, ne? Ali pa tu sito je s polvalovnimi rezonatorji, da tukaj ga vidite. Polvalovna, čakajte, bomo poiskali še kakšnega. No, tu je glavnikasto sito. So that's a comb filter, finally I found an example. That's a comb filter. No, tukaj je tudi, tukaj imate dva primera sit s polvalovnimi rezonatorji. In sicer tukaj so sita lepo ravna narisna, Tukaj so pa zavita, ampak so ravno tako popolno razenačili. So, this is also both these filters, this filter, this filter, use half wavelength resonators for different frequencies. This one, the resonators are bad, here the resonators are strong.
Se pravi, lahko bi to isto varianto tega sita, bi lahko, če moramo varčevati s prostorom, so, if we have to save space, for instance, the frequency is low, we can bend our resonators. Lahko naše resonatorje lahko zvijemo, ne?
Recimo, naredimo takšno sito, tako, ne? In tukaj še naredimo, recimo, vhodni sklop, ne? Pa tukaj zapirjamo izhodni sklop, ne? So, these resonators are also lambda cap, but they are bent to save some board space. But the electrical performance is the same. Električne lastnosti so obej dve siti sta lahko enake, ne? No, zdaj...
Kakšne sita bi gradili z polvalovnimi rezonatorji ali s četrtvalovnimi rezonatorji? So what kind of filters would you ever use in your circuit with half-wave resonators or quarter-wave?
The quarter-wave resonators have a problem in that we need vehicles. Četrtvalovni rezonatorji rabijo vije, ne? Tu je ena nerodna stvar za ideje. Polvalovni rezonatorji ne rabijo vije, rabijo pa več prostora. Ampak je še ena bolj pomembna razlika, ne? Četrtvalovni rezonator, če niha pri frekvenci f nič, bo nihal tudi pri 3f nič, bo nihal pri 5f nič, bo nihal pri 7f nič in tako naprej, ne? So, a quarter wavelength resonator will also resonate with third harmonic, fifth harmonic, seventh harmonic, all even harmonics. While a half-wave resonator will resonate at all harmonics. Tako da sito z polvalovnimi rezonatorji žal ima več te neželjenih odzivov, kakor sito z sito za četrtvalovnim rezonator. So the quarter wavelength resonator filters have less spurious responses at higher frequencies than half-wavelength resonators. And that may be an advantage to use quarter wavelength resonators besides the space. Tudi prostor, ki ga sito uporabi, če ima četrtvalovne rezonatorje, sem uporabil manj. Tiskan havizija, kar nam se zadnje je dnar tukaj, ne? So space means money in the final distance. We may still have some additional circuits that we can make out of microstrip circuits. And, but maybe we make a break now. Let's do more today, ne?